Yeah.
All right. Zach Brown Band as part of Two for Tuesday. Yeah. Two for Tuesday. Then Jasmine requested Zach Brown, and that is a Jump Right In from the Zach Brown Band. I think the Zach Brown Band did SNL once. That's where I believe that's the only time I've ever seen him. And aren't they beardy? Aren't they very beardy?
Lead singer is, yes.
Okay. Zach Brown with his beard. Okay. Hey, if you want to request we got one more set of Two for Tuesday here. You can sneak in there and get your little Two for Tuesday in there. Do it right now. Text them in their Two for Tuesday. You'll be the last Two for Tuesday of Two for Tuesday until next Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Text your Two for Tuesday request right now. 312-981-7200. All right. Are you ready to become Skip Skipley?
Do I have to step into anything like when I have to become DJ Shagru?
The TARDIS? We got to. Maybe the magic $100,000 pyramid. You have to walk into the pyramid and then come out the other side.
I like it.
By the way, Snoop Dogg was on the $100,000 pyramid Sunday night. It was spectacular.
I heard he missed a question about pot.
He did. No, that was on Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
That was on Family Feud. But they did have pot-related categories when it was on $100,000 pyramid. It was him. You know who he was against on $100,000 pyramid?
I read it, forgot.
Martha Stewart. It was Martha Stewart versus Snoop Dogg. And hilarious. Snoop Dogg never took his sunglasses off. Like, I would, if I were like trying to do pyramid with Snoop Dogg, I'd be like, dude, you need to take your sunglasses off. And he never looked at the guy giving the clues. Like, he was like in some zone somewhere. Like, he's just kind of staring off into the distance. And, you know, in pyramid, you can actually act stuff out when you're trying to get somebody, you know, to guess the clue. You can actually move your arms around, not when you're in the winner's circle, but when you're doing the regular game, when you're at the table. You can kind of move your arms and do little pantomimes and stuff. But Snoop was not looking at his partner at all. Snoop was like sunglasses on, just looking off into the distance. It was hysterical. It was absolutely hysterical. And then like when they would get 7 out of 7, he'd get up and start doing the Snoop dance. Amazing. All right, here we go. Are you ready, Esmeralda, for the pop-up video?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Pop-up video. Yeah. Pop-up video. I do want to thank the listener who came out to my film club and gave me a copy of the board game that she got on eBay. So that listener is responsible for this segment that we do now regularly. So thank you for that and bringing it to me on during one of my film club nights. So, all right. Skip, who do we start with?
We start with you, Mr. Gilio.
All right.
The song and artist this time around is Chris DeBerg, The Lady in Red.
This is not going to go well for me.
Nick.
Oh, man.
Please sing any line from that song.
Lady in red is dancing with me. I don't know any other lyric. Yeah?
Beautiful, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, in the 80s, every wedding you went to, that damn song would play. Especially if the bridesmaids were in red. Okay.
Esmeralda. Chris DeBerg was born in what country, which is also famous for being home of the real Evita?
Venezuela.
Oh.
Wait. Oh! Can I change it?
Skip Skipley is the host.
Why not?
Argentina.
There you go. I didn't want to make her cry.
No. Oh, man. All right. You know, my future ex-wife was magnificent in that movie. I just thought I'd bring that up. All right. Venezuela.
God, I was, yeah, okay.
All right, next.
Kelly LeBrock appeared in The Woman in Red opposite what star?
Well, are we talking about I mean, it's Gene Wilder, but there are other people in it.
No, Gene Wilder's the answer we're looking for.
There, Gene Wilder. He also directed that movie. Second PG-13 movie ever released.
First?
Red Dawn.
It's an interesting contrast right there.
See, next time you're at a party, you want to pick up chicks, throw that one at them. Hey, you know the first PG-13 rated movie? Red Dawn. Second one, Woman in Red. Third one, Dreamscape. You can,
a movie involving red? I mean.
No, oddly enough, there's some blood in Dreamscape.
The hell, Dreamscape. Esmeralda. This is a category we haven't encountered before. It's called Lyric Quiz.
Uh-oh.
So they will ask you for a lyric from the song.
Oh, no.
How is the lady in red dancing with me?
Oh.
Close.
Can I answer?
Sure.
Cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek.
Oh.
That's right. I can't believe I didn't do that part because that's the best part. Cheek to cheek. Because he's all whispery. He's a whispery. He's a whispering Argentinian. which is a I think a horse that Edzo owns. The whispering Argentinian. No, I don't own it. That's what I blew my friend's money.
Yep.
All right.
In what movie does Goldie Hawn get amnesia when she falls off her yacht?
Come on. Is it for me?
Yes.
Overboard.
That is correct. Reese Witherspoon's favorite movie.
Yes, I know you've told me that.
Constantly amazed by that. Because it's played by CMT like every other Saturday. So.
By the way, have you seen Reese Witherspoon's daughter?
No.
I saw her.
They are twins.
Yeah,
twins.
It's a double.
It's unbelievable. So evidently, Ryan Flippy has no DNA. That's what I'm learning. Sorry. There is no Ryan Flippy is walking around with no DNA. Okay.
Interesting. The things you learn on this in pop-up video challenge.
All right, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, right? the iceberg that sank the Titanic was floating in what ocean?
Oh man.
The iceberg that sank the Titanic was floating in what ocean?
The Atlantic?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Way to go. Nice.
Thank you.
Okay.
Once again, this proving this game is like just absolutely jury-rigged to Nick DiGilio.
Yeah.
Gene the Dancing Machine was was a regular on what TV show?
In what world are we going to get a Gene the Dancing Machine question? Wait a minute. What is this? Oh, dancing. Okay, I can understand. I was going to say, all right.
Dancing.
Oh, it's the Gong Show.
I'm still trying to figure out the Atlantic one, though.
Maybe he was on Atlantic Records. Maybe Chris DeBerg was on Atlantic Records.
Esmeralda, in what movie does Fred Astaire sing Cheek to Cheek? This is multiple choice. A, The Towering Inferno. B, The Divorcee. C, Swing Time. D, Top Hat. And what movie does Fred Astaire sing Cheek to Cheek? The Towering Inferno, The Divorcee, Swing Time, or Top Hat?
I'm going to go with Top Hat.
That is correct.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very good.
I have no idea what that movie is.
I remember him not singing it in The Towering Inferno. I know that was...
Yeah, I knew that much. Knew that much.
All right. Where are we now? It's 4-3. I'm up. And are we on the other side of the card
now?
We are.
We are finished with that card.
Oh, we're finished with the entire card?
Just in time for the commercial break, yes.
Oh. All right. So it is in this intense edition of the VH1 pop-up vidya. Nick has 4. Esmeralda has 3. Tight game, Esmeralda. Tight game. Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. We got a break here. The news is coming up next, and then we'll keep going on the VH1 pop-up challenge video thing. Here we go. Yeah, man. Urgent. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah. Nick requested Foreigner, urgent. You know who loves Foreigner? Dan?
Andrew W.P.Q. Herman.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Andy Herman, my producer from days gone by and now currently Mike Stevens' producer.
Yes.
Loves Foreigner. That's all I have to say about
that.
That's
all you know.
That's all I know. That's all I know.
He's a complicated man.
Have him put ice in your drink. Have I ever told you the Michael Biehn story?
No.
Mike, Dan, have I ever told you the Michael Biehn story?
I don't know if I've heard the Michael Biehn story.
John Cusack told me this story. John Cusack was in Japan. Mm-hmm. He was filming something in Japan, and he was walking down the street, and inside a bar, he hears a guy screaming, "Put some ice in my drink! It's all I know! It's all I know! Put some ice in my drink!" So Cusack is with a couple of people, and they're like, "Well, we got to see what this is." And they walk into the bar, they walk around the corner, they walk all the way to the back, and it's Michael Biehn, star of Aliens, Terminator. Been in many movies, Michael Biehn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had a couple at this point. And he sees Cusack, and he grabs him. "John, I love you! You're great! You're great in your movies!" And he's like, "I like you too, Michael." "Yes." And he goes, "Listen! Make sure they put ice in your drink! It's all I know! It's all I know! Make sure they put ice in your drink!" That's my Michael Biehn story.
Wow.
It's actually John Cusack's Michael Biehn story, as it was told to me back in like 1990. I believe he was filming Navy SEALs at the time, Michael Biehn. Michael Biehn was filming Navy SEALs at the time. You're completely unaware of who Michael Biehn is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to look him up, and there's multiple people that pop up.
Well, it's B-I-E-H-N.
Oh, wait, okay, there's shots of him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terminator,
okay.
Terminator. For original Terminator. No. Kyle Reese in the original Terminator. He's in Aliens.
I saw Aliens, but I don't remember him.
Michael Biehn.
He's a bit unnotable.
He puts ice in his drinks. He makes sure.
Because that's
all he knows.
Now I'm going to know that forever.
That's all I know.
Someone's going to be like, "Yeah, Michael Biehn." I'm like, "Yeah, no."
Puts ice in his drinks. That's all he knows. And he wants to make sure that everybody gets ice in their drink because that's all he knows.
It's a PSA.
Yeah. So John Cusack told me that story. Ed O'Rourke's told me, and I just almost fell off the chair. He told it better than I did. All right. All right, well, where are we now? We got on card number two, right?
You know,
Skip Skipley?
Yes, but before we get to that, once again, proving our show is just an interconnected web of intrigue.
Yeah.
I would like to thank the texter from the 815 area code who suggested on the last card involving Krista Berg that the question about the Titanic is the fact that it has to do with an iceberg.
Oh, and DeBerg.
Berg. Very good. Very good.
Very
good.
Nice.
Very good. You got to get into that VH1 pop-up video thinking.
And then I wonder if from the Titanic iceberg, did they go to iceberg lettuce?
Maybe.
We'll have to watch the
perhaps
the episode.
We'll have to find the episode. All right, what's next? And this is Esmeralda's first this time.
This is, yes.
Right.
And the song is Alanis Morissette's Ironic.
Yes!
I am going to get killed. I am going to get killed on this one. All right, you got to sing, right?
Yes, she's got to sing. Sing
all right,
any
she probably knows every damn line of the song.
Damn right she
does. She's a woman in her 30s.
Go ahead.
On your wedding day, it's like a free ride when you've already paid. It's a good advice that you just didn't take. And who would have thought it figures?
Very nice going with the figures, too.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
An old man.
Okay. None of that is ironic, by the way. Nothing in that song is ironic.
It's only one instance of irony in the song.
All right, there you go. It's tied at four now because you got a damn Alanis Morissette song.
Unless I think I woke up all the cats.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you did.
All the cats are outside.
Yeah, all the cats are like, is Alanis Morissette in there?
Yeah, that's what it is.
What's going on?
It's like
see, this is unfair when a girl in her 30s and a man in his 50s has to answer an Alanis Morissette
like
question.
It hasn't been that you get questions like, who starred with Kelly LeBron? And right. Then Esmeralda has to deal with geography.
I got a Mannix question once. Right? Where's Karzis? I'm going to need Karzis on this one. From the Gale Street Inn. Karzis, text in, man. All right, what now?
Nick.
What?
Where does the video take place? Where is Alanis
she's
sitting?
In the back of a car.
She's in multiple positions. Well,
In a car. She's like 12 people in the car.
Right. I was about to say she was in multiple positions right. in the car.
Multiple positions in the car. You mark that one down. Yep. 4:39 for Friday.
Yep.
Straight out of context. All right.
Esmeralda, what was the name of Alanis' debut album?
A Jagged Little Pill.
That is correct. Nick DiGilio.
I hated that album so much. God, it was on the jukebox at Ginger's, and every girl came in and played the damn thing.
I had a tape of it I taped from a CD onto a tape.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, using technology.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's ironic. All right.
Alanis started her career on what children's television show?
Is this multiple choice?
Nope.
Is that George Karzis?
Wait, my phone just buzzed. Hang on a second. Maybe Karzis knows this one. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I hope he does.
That would be impressive. It is. Before the delay.
It is George. It says, I'm here. Peggy is the secretary's name on Mannix. Thank you. Thanks a lot, George. Isn't it ironic that he answered a question from 2 weeks ago? Thank you. What the hell is the question again? What is it? Degrassi?
No, that is incorrect.
I figured Canadian, right?
Yes, it was
that
Canadian.
That is correct. It was a Canadian TV show.
No, I know she's Canadian.
Can't do that on television.
Oh, I don't know. I just knew she was Canadian. That's
you
all.
Can't do that on television is correct.
Did she star on that with Coulier?
Maybe that's where they met.
Yeah.
All right. Esmeralda, we are in the extra credit portion of things.
Oh, God.
In many Western countries, the 10th wedding anniversary is associated with what material? This is multiple choice. A, paper. B, tin. C, wood. D, cheese. So again, the question in many...
Wood?
No, well, that is incorrect.
Paper.
No.
How
paper's
do you
the
don't
first.
Know?
Papers are first?
Paper is the first.
See, that's
you
why,
don't know.
No, I got 5 years combined.
Well, there you go.
What's the fifth year? I never made it. Combined, I did.
First is paper. Second is cotton.
What's the 10th then? 10?
10 is correct. Yes,
oh.
10.
Okay. All right. Well, we're tied at 5.
Right. As of course. And Nick DiGilio.
Yeah.
In Greece, Danny Zuko's gang is named after what type of car?
Thunderbird.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Esmeralda. Esmeralda, Gene Vanderpyle was the voice of what beloved cartoon character? Once again, multiple choice. A, Jane Jetson. B, Olive Oil. C, Wilma Flintstone. D, Porky Pig. Gene Vanderpyle was the voice of what beloved cartoon character? Jane Jetson, Olive Oil, Wilma Flintstone, or Porky Pig?
I'm going to go Olive Oil.
That is incorrect.
It's Wilma?
That is correct. Yeah. She was Wilma.
Okay.
All right. How does that one tie in?
I don't know. Lead. Wilma? What's her... Wilma?
Gene Vanderpyle.
Vanderpyle?
Is she Canadian?
Oh, the album title was Jagged Little Pill, and that was Gene Vanderpyl.
Vanderpyl. Oh, I got it. All right. So. Okay. They're clever at VH1.
Very clever. DiGilio.
What?
What does Alanis Morissette do in her video for Thank You that you can't do on most television channels?
Well, she's naked.
That is correct.
Yeah. She's walking around naked with her hair.
Yeah.
Is she like, she's like in like a grocery store and stuff and
right.
on a bus. Like standing in the middle of the street and
you
people
can't,
are.
You can't do that on television.
Oh, see, that's why they did that. In
there. Oh,
there.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Is that the end of that card?
That is.
7-5 me. How am I ahead after an Alanis Morissette card? How is that? All right. Okay, what's next?
Just rubbing it in.
Modern English.
Stop the World and Melt With You because that's the only song they ever had.
Oh, there you go. It is under the one hit wonder category.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. Those guys never had another hit, and they kept re-releasing this song.
And so, what's that first question?
Sing any line from that song, please, Mr. Jones.
I'll stop the world and melt with you. It's not getting better, but it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Very nice.
By the way, that's played in Valley Girl like 900 times.
Very uplifting.
It's a great song. It's a great song.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't like it.
No, it's a great song. They just had no other hits. Right. Nothing.
No, I was hoping you didn't like it and then you have to sing it. Anyway.
Oh. No, I love that song.
Darn.
It's an 80s song with bad hair. Of course I like it. It's like a new wave 80s song with bad hair. That's way in my wheelhouse, Esmeralda. You should know that.
I love
it. Listen. Yeah. Listen, modern English rules.
All right, one question for Esmeralda before we break.
All right.
The band's quote-unquote glowing faces were inspired by images in what classic Queen video? The band's glowing faces were inspired by images in what classic Queen video?
It's Bohemian Rhapsody.
That is correct.
Absolutely right. All right.
You're so serious about that.
That's absolutely right.
Yes.
Don't even play around. You know, I'm not, press around. Don't even press around with me.
So serious.
I'm serious, man. It's modern English. Don't mess. All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll continue with this incredible competitive game.
Nail-biting
VH1 video game.
It's like that quiz show.
Quiz show? What, is somebody cheating? Is John Turturro
just
here?
Because it was intense.
Oh, all right.
She is wearing headphones.
That's true. Yeah, man. This is dedicated to Andy Herman. Nick requested Foreigner on Two for Tuesday. You know, for the most part, we had quintessential Two for Tuesday artists this morning, except for the Zach Brown Band.
It went very well with the Disco Demolition.
Disco Demolition talk, all that stuff.
I mean, because you did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's right. Dumont's on the phone listening, as he always is.
He's like, amazing.
It's incredible radio. Incredible. All right, we are currently in a game here, and it is 8-6, my lead.
Man.
8-6, my lead. And whose question? My question now?
That is correct.
And what are we talking about again? Modern English, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What does the band say they'll do before they'll melt with you inside?
There's nothing that he won't do.
Right, but there's an action they will take.
There's nothing you and I won't do. They'll stop the world?
They will stop the world.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Very dedicated.
Yeah.
Singer William Robinson's nickname can also be used to describe this video's atmosphere, Esmeralda. Singer William Robinson's nickname can also be used to describe this video's atmosphere.
His nickname?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, George Cars has just texted me, I'll stop the world. He was a little late. Thank you, George.
I don't think it's fair you get a phone from Esmeralda, does it?
No, I'm getting, every time he texts in, it's after I answer the question anyway.
New wave.
No, unfortunately.
I don't know.
I don't know the guy's nickname.
Smokey.
Oh. Okay.
We are in the extra credit portion.
Oh, no. Now, see, here's where it's going to get nuts.
These are just history.
You ain't kidding, DiGilio, because please sing or hum the theme song from Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Sing or hum the theme song from Scooby-Doo.
I can't.
Where are you, Scooby-Doo? Where are you, Scooby-Doo? We got some things to do now. Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo. We got to go and solve crimes.
Are you making this up? Because this might be some early version of the Scooby-Doo song,
right?
That I've never heard.
No, well, how are you going to know the?
I pulled it up on YouTube.
Oh, well, go ahead and play it.
All right.
Dooby dooby doo.
All right.
Where are you? We got some work to do.
See, now I had the lyrics right.
Scooby dooby doo. Where are you?
I wasn't very far off.
Some help from you now. Come on, Scooby doo. I see you. Pretending you got us.
All right, enough. All right, I didn't get it, but I was close.
I just like, you're like, Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? We got some things to do. That's all I knew.
Are you going to get a voicemail from George and it's him singing this song?
Yeah, that's what's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice.
Sure.
Where is the region called Bohemia? Where is the region called Bohemia? A, in India. B, in Slovenia. C, in Transylvania, or D, Czech Republic. Where is the region called Bohemia?
Slovenia.
That is incorrect.
Is it Czech Republic?
It is the Czech Republic, yes.
Whatever.
Again, geography. And guess what? DiGilio gets a movie question.
Oh, no!
Oh, my. Really?
Okay. I like the fact that
Mad Max?
I like the fact.
Oh no! Wait! No! This is fantastic. What 80s hit action movie climaxes with Nazis melting?
Well, I just happened to show that at my film club last month. That would be Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
Scooby Dooby Doo! What the hell? I'm sorry, Carzis just texted again. My neighbors are pounding on the walls telling me to shut up because apparently he's singing the Scooby-Doo theme song. They can hear him all the way at Gale Street Inn. All right.
Esmeralda, what does Smokey mean in CB radio slang? Multiple choice here.
She gets a multiple choice on that?
Do you know it off the top of your head?
Yeah, of course I do.
All right.
Whatever. You would.
Here, I'll give you a hint.
Give me my multiple choices.
All right.
A, an 18-wheeler. B, a hitchhiker. C, a wreck. Or D, a highway patrolman. So again, your choices. An 18-wheeler, a hitchhiker, a wreck, or a highway patrolman.
It's not a wreck. It might be I'm trying to think of Smokey and the Bear. Smokey was a dude, though.
Think of Nick DiGilio's film club screenings.
We showed this one of these a movie with that in the title.
Well, I wasn't there.
No, you weren't. It was a couple of years ago, but the movie still exists.
Ooh,
I never put two and two together. That title makes a hell of a lot more sense.
What is wrong with you? How did you not put two and two together?
I don't know. Sometimes you don't put things together. It just happens.
Is it the 18-wheeler?
No, it is not the 18-wheeler.
Of course it isn't.
It's Cop. Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, and the Bandit.
Burt Reynolds is the Bandit.
Wait, what's Smokey and the Bear?
That is Wait, BJ that and the Bear.
Oh.
And oddly, the bear was a monkey, which was always confusing. Because bear was a chimp. No, Smokey and the Bandit. The Bandit was Burt Reynolds. Smokey was Jackie Gleason.
Cool. So my thought process wasn't even on.
Not even close. You were even in you made up a movie.
You were as close as DiGilio was to singing the Scooby Doo.
That's right.
Oh man.
Scooby Dooby Doo. All right. Is that the last? Was that it?
That was the last part of that card. I think we'll have to wrap it up there.
All right. Well,
by the way, I have V helping me, but not really because this is after the fact.
What did he say? Smokey
highway
is a
patrol.
Highway patrolman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Does V spend a lot of time on his CB radio?
He does.
Does he? Does he have a Ford Fairmount sit in front of the house?
Yeah.
Like the idiot that used to live next door to me?
Is that what you guys rode in on your first date?
The Ford Fairmount?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
By the way, my score was 10. Esmeralda's score was 6. Scooby-dooby-doo.